Malta, Rabbi Nussbaum, on the engagement of his son Yeshua, 9-9-9-9-9. Okay, Orwa Chaf Aleph Elul, Monday night. Okay, we're learning halachas of Ben Adam Lachaveiro, and one of the halachas is Onoas Dvorim, which we may have talked about, but you're not allowed to tell me we once talked about it, because then I'm going to feel bad, and you'll be over the love. So the Isser is Einoas Dvarim, which means to speak words that either that make someone feel bad. Maybe they get him angry, maybe they get him upset, maybe they get him annoyed. And the Gemara says it's more chomer than Einoas Momin, and gives various reasons why. Certainly Barabim, it's even more chomer. To go over to someone and say, it doesn't have to be a Baal Tshuva, it could be any time you go over to someone and say, you know, you remind them of when he did something Shelo Kedin, or anything that would tell someone that Kama Mechur Ato, you say, you know, you don't look good, you know, in a way that makes him feel bad. Or Kinu Shem L'Chaveru is included in that. You have to be very careful if someone's undergoing a rough time, you have to be very careful if you're a friend and you want to suggest to them that it's because of his Maisim, you have to be very careful how you say it. This is Eov's Chaverim were punished for the way they told him that it's, you know, he's supposed to come to that realization on his own. You could be merames, and maybe because it says yifash fish mamasov, so you just tell them that. But to, you know, bluntly and blatantly tell someone that he deserves what he's getting is most probably onas dvarim. And you have to figure out anything that makes someone feel bad. And that's the issue that people are, I think, acquainted with. That you can't go into a store and ask how much something costs if you don't plan on buying. It's because he feels bad. And you're making him think he's making a sale. And so if you intend, Taka, maybe to buy and you don't, so you're not making him feel bad directly. That's part of the game, part of how business works. But if you falsely make him think that there's such a possibility, and really there's not, so that's onas dvorim, because he feels bad at the loss of the potential customer, and really there never was one. So that's an issa. And the place can say, and economy to a salesman, and might not, to someone that doesn't really care, or not commission, let's say, salary, a salesman, not the owner. So he doesn't really care. Then economy, there wouldn't be an issa. It's always good to go in and say, you know, I'm not really planning on buying. I'm browsing. I'm checking out the price. And tell them right off the bat that you're not holding by buying now. Okay.